Welcome to the PAC Football Report for September 24, 2011. I'm Joe Onderko. This week, we will take a quick look back at last week's games involving teams in the President's Athletic Conference, while also previewing this Saturday's games. Week 3 marked the opening of PAC Conference play with four league games, while St. Vincent had the weekend off. Thomas More opened defense of its PAC football title with a convincing 41-6 victory against visiting Geneva, spoiling the GT's first PAC game to count in the conference standings. Waynesburg also had little trouble with Teal, rolling to a 46-7 home win. Two rivalry games under the lights saw W&J post a come-from-behind 31-14 win at Bethany, while Westminster outlasted Grove City on the road 25-20. PAC Offensive Player of the Week honors went to Thomas More running back Dominique Hayden, who posted 150 yards of offense and four touchdowns in the Saint win. Defensive laurels went to Westminster senior defensive end Ryan Brucker, who tallied a career-best 10 tackles and added a sack and forced fumble on the game's final play to clinch the Titan victory. Special teams recognition went to Grove City sophomore return specialist Jimmy Bailey for his 183 total return yards versus Westminster, including a school-record 88-yard punt return for a touchdown. Four more PAC games are on tap for this Saturday, September 24, while Westminster has the weekend off. We start with the matchup that has determined the eventual conference champion in each of the past three seasons, as Thomas More, at 2-0, travels to face 2-1 Washington and Jefferson at Cameron Stadium at 1:30 p.m. The Saints have won the previous three meetings with the Presidents by a combined 21 points, including a 29-21 decision in Kentucky a year ago. W&J head coach Mike Sirianni talks about his team's mindset heading into the Thomas More game.
Well, you know, obviously our kids are excited to play. You know, this is a different feeling for us, and then our seniors have never beaten them. But we also have to understand that we're early in the year, and whether we do get a big win or whether we don't, you know, there's still a lot of football left to be played. And I think, you know, with the emergence of Bethany and St. Vincent, and, you know, and obviously Waynesburg is going to be good, that this is going to be more than a two-team race in the conference.
Another key league matchup takes place in Grove City, where the 0-3 Wolverines host 1-1 Waynesburg for homecoming at Thorne Field at 2 p.m. The Yellow Jackets defeated Grove City at home 42-16 a year ago, while the Wolverines won the previous two matchups between the programs. Even with his team off to a tough start, GCC head coach Chris Smith knows the annual homecoming matchup usually brings out the best in his squad.
Homecoming, another extremely special event, alumni back, tents all over the place, a weekend full of all types of activities, and the cornerstone of the whole weekend is the football game and halftime crowning of the queen and everything. We're very fortunate here at Grove City College. We still have been able to hang on to all these traditions and still do them in a very royal fashion, so it's a great weekend.
Another homecoming contest will take place in Greenville, as 1-1 St. Vincent battles 0-3 Teal at Alumni Stadium with a 12:30 p.m. kickoff. The Tomcats will look to move past last week's defeat at Waynesburg, while the Bearcats are coming off a bye week and are 2 weeks removed from their 55-3 blowout win over FDU Florham in the Pac-Mac Challenge Series. St. Vincent won last year's matchup in La Trobe 17-3. Teal head coach Kurt Reiser previews the matchup.
Well, you know, for us, I think with our situation at quarterback, we have to simplify some things and playing a backup quarterback with Andrew Smith. I think it's going to be important that our offensive line is able to control the line of scrimmage and that we're able to run the football. Defensively, I think we need to contain their running game and be ready for play action and their big plays that Aaron Smetanka can make at the quarterback position.
Finally, 0-3 Geneva hosts its first conference home game that will count in the PAC standings under the lights at Reeves Field, facing 1-1 Bethany at 7 p.m. The Golden Tornadoes have controlled the recent series between the two programs, winning all four games against the Bison since 2007. Last year, a Geneva goal line stand stopped Bethany on the one-yard line as time expired to preserve a 37-33 GT victory. That's all for this edition of the PAC Football Report. For the latest news, scores, statistics, and information on your favorite team, please log on to our conference website at www.pacathletics.org. You can also follow us on both Facebook and Twitter, with links available at the website. I'm Joe Onderko. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you at the stadium.